Got the recorder on. So I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make the motion.
So moved by Commissioner Van Dusen. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second from the sheriff. So all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, the agenda is approved. And then when you have the minutes from the last meeting, February 2nd, with all the colorful attachments. So I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes. And I hope you had a chance to read them, because we did things by consent pretty much, and the way we talked about. And so basically the key point here that people need to understand is that we stuck with basically the architect's option and then with Brad's ideas to continue talking about. And so the option where we kept everything on the courthouse block plus the Midland building, we didn't continue that one. And that's what the minutes say that was done, that we just kind of talked about that by consent. Okay. So I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
So motion by Olson and second by Mr. Endres. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Okay, so the minutes are approved. All right. And then just a quick update on number three. The city council is meeting tonight. I'm not sure how they're going to discuss the auditorium block. You look like you have some news. I was going to try to make it. If we finish up quickly enough here, I'm going to try to make it over there. But so
they're definitely interested. I had a meeting with the mayor this afternoon. They're definitely interested in working.
Yeah. Yeah.
One way or the other.
Yeah. It was a very good. They talked about it. And it was a discussion item on their work session, and that was really. They were very positive, I thought, during the discussion we had a couple weeks ago. And so I'm going to try to make it over there and see if they have any questions. And we'll come to that a little bit as we talk about these proposals. So that's essentially the update. I mean, everybody has everybody's information. I think we said that the appraisal on the parking lot, that if I can't remember if I said that, but that came in at $462,000. So it's same appraiser as we use for the 212 property. The city, just a reminder, is not terribly interested in the 212 property. But we also provided them with the boring analysis and the estimate on what it would take to remediate the basements that are under the parking lot would be somewhere between $150,000 to $250,000. So that's kind of a rough swag. And it's, you know, that's kind of the factor that we need to talk about with the city. So
what was the appraiser?
The $462,000. Oh, Johnson, Brad Johnson. Yeah, and he did ours as well for the 212 property. He's one of the few that can do this kind of property that's available, and appraisers are very busy. So, and that's kind of doing that. That took a little time. So you can pray that we get that one done quickly, because a lot of what we're talking about tonight is contingent upon that. So any questions about those updates? Not much there right now, or not much new, I suppose. Okay, now we're talking about, I think we talked about this slide already, but essentially we're talking about a smaller option that's refined. And so this is a slide from last time, just to refresh everybody's memory. So the basic idea that we're talking about is the jail would go on the auditorium parking lot, not make use of the auditorium itself. So the city thankfully had two separate appraisals done, on one on the parking lot, one on the auditorium, and then make use of the old jail if we can, or look at least consider it, and then consider some remodeling within the courthouse. And that number, the number four off of there, is on the orange rectangle that says number four on it. That's, I didn't hear anybody. One thing we kind of decided by consent last time was that we're not really interested. I'm the only person that was excited about that particular thing, so I guess that means I don't win. So
security entrance?
Yeah, that was a west entrance to add to it. So, and that's, you know, the estimate there is $2.8 million. So, you know, in the discussion of things, as we have to prioritize, that was not the highest priority thing right now. So. Okay, and then if you remember this slide here, let me put all the stuff up here. This is similar to what we talked about last time. So looking at remodeling the jail as well for county offices, so that frees up some space inside the courthouse, county / court offices. We don't have to designate specifically which ones at this point in the process. And then Brad had the idea. Sheriff Hall had the idea to consider looking at putting the sheriff's office over by the jail for efficiency's sake. And so what we did is we asked BKB, the architects, to take a look at a menu, coming up with a menu, and we tried to, so it's, on the radio you might, I think KXLG reported that we were looking at six different options, but really they're kind of permutations of one basic option that we're talking about, and that's using, you know, it all revolves around putting the jail in the auditorium parking lot. I hope you, I sent this out last night. Bruce was sick over the weekend, so he couldn't get it to me over the weekend, so he got it to me yesterday. But what I'm hoping that we can do is agree on one of these, realizing that there's going to be some flexibility here, and we don't have to say, you know, just because we say we're not going to touch, say the idea of having a, we're not going to pick the option right now of having the, say, a sheriff's office built over by the jail. If as we start getting into this, we start to see how things in the design phase, and this would be after the bond passes, assuming it were to pass. We still have to talk about those details and put all the pieces together in detail. So, I don't know. I guess I'd entertain some. We could either make a motion or we can discuss it for a bit and just hear what people are thinking about this. But the ideal thing, given the time frame, would be if we could make a recommendation to the county commissioners in terms of what option and perhaps a maybe a not to exceed figure for a bond is what I was thinking. If you have, but in terms of a recommendation to the county.
Lee, I have a question.
Yeah, please.
On the land acquisition, you have 262.
Yeah, let me explain that. Okay, let me explain that. That is the 462,000 that the city appraised. So this is, it says estimated there. So I should have explained that. That's the 462,000 subtracting 200,000, which is splitting the difference between the estimate of 150,000 to 250,000 for remediation of the park of the basement, the what's called unclassified fill. So from the boring people. So that's what that is. And yeah, I don't know how that's what I suggested to the city initially, but we'll see. And I hope they talk about it some tonight at their
so
meeting.
You're trying to get the city to take that off of the cost?
Yeah. Or at least give it. I don't know how much. I mean, we're.
And just for clarification on that, Lee, and that's because of fill, old concrete material.
Yeah, but the reason. Yeah, then that's a good point. Okay, so under that parking lot are the remnants of two basements. So there was the Elks and I guess a theater. I came here on vacation a lot during the when I was in the military, but I don't remember. I didn't pay attention. But anyway, so. And so because the parking lot was just going there typically, it's not that untypical just to fill that in because there's not that much weight going over that that space. And so since we know that there's fill in there, how much and how much remediation needs to be done. You know, we took a boring in each basement, in each former basement. So we know it's there, but, you know, it's hard to tell exactly how much that's going to cost. And that's why you have a $100,000 window on that estimate, which makes it a little bit trickier to negotiate. So. Anyway, that's where that. Thanks for that question. Anything else? What? And I would invite anybody in the public that's here. You can see the bottom line here. Let me explain this to folks. So, if you're looking at the final, everybody's probably trying to find the cost on this thing. This line here, estimated project cost. This is what we're estimating to be the whole thing. Now, there's a couple points of where these are very estimated because you have to have a contingency factor. You don't know what's going to happen in terms of inflation mostly or, you know, different things that are just unknown, and typically that's between a 10 and 15% factor. The architect programs that in based upon how new the structure is. So the newer the structure, the lower that factor. And then land acquisition, that's still in process. So this is kind of like what I would like to see. And so the total project cost would be this. This $5 million here is the money, is some of the money that the county has saved over I think probably about 10 years. And that's just been able to put aside money that they were able to take out of the unprogrammed surplus and put in there. So, and the actual amount that's in that account is 5.7 and a little bit more. So, and the reason that we're looking now at the challenge here is that we have to prioritize. I think we all agree that the jail is the most important thing because it's a 24/7 operation. It's the highest risk to safety and you know liability and all those things.
We have
Commissioner Johnson had his hand up first, and then go ahead.
I don't know if you have it handy, but just for those that are here,
look
at it enough, but some haven't, the ramifications of the tax bill and the effect that each of these would have. Do you have that?
I have an estimate of, yeah. I can.
And that's all we can do.
Yeah, I have a, let me give you an idea. If
on a per thousand basis of.
Let's.
I think we should go through this before we.
Okay, okay.
I think we got
to. Yeah, but we do as we get to that. I think, hi Mark. I think we, yeah, I agree with you. Let's come back. Can we come back to Commissioner Johnson?
Yeah.
On your option number six, what remodeling were you talking about with the courthouse?
Yeah, that's a good question. The courthouse remodeling, that would be the same for 6 and 3, that's roughly a floor. So it's not the whole courthouse. So it's basically the stuff that whatever gets we manage to move out into the jail, into the current jail building. Okay.
All right. I wasn't sure if that was the addition that you were talking about on the west side.
No. No, and that's a key difference because that number was not on that previous estimate from BKV.
Okay.
So then that would just be like removing a wall or something inside the courthouse to make.
Yeah, whatever. Space. Yeah, it could be pretty significant, and that's a number that could come in less. It could, you know, depending on how significant, it could be a little bit more. So, yeah.
Quick questions. First of all, was there any operational analysis done on what it would cost to have the sheriff's office located separate from the jail? What sort of an operational impact that would have? Because I think those are some conversations that we had, mm-hmm. the pros and cons on where that the sheriff's office is located.
It's not for the specific option, no. But I think that you can expect some impact to that. I mean, I think that's probably the major difference between the two sets of options. I mean,
well, and I think we're talking about shared staff for a lot of those functions, as far as the guys up front, things that they're doing in both. I think we have to be cognizant of that. You can be adding staff on in a hurry, mm-hmm. and long term, there's a lot of costs that can be associated with that. Then my second question is between option 3 and option 4, there's 1.4 for the existing jail remodel, but not on option 4. So if we were to relocate the sheriff's office out of there, do we leave that building as is? I mean, there's nothing tied into that number as in what we're going to do to repurpose that space.
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah, okay, so you're asking about...
That existing jail remodel number in option 4.
Okay.
Yeah, why is that omitted?
Well, that's just one of the options. I mean, we just decided.
You
can just leave it and not deal with it. I mean, that was one of the permutations. I'm not excited about that one myself because I think most people want to see that jail used.
Okay. Oh, so 4 or 5
one second.
Essentially that plus the existing jail remodel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mr. Mack, did you have a question?
From what I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, the architect and the committee kind of scrapped the possibility of going up with the jail.
Yeah.
Because it was going to add additional staffing and so on. But when we're looking at moving the jail across the street and so on into one option, mm-hmm. and adding that west entrance, I'm wondering if there still might be an advantage to looking at a 2 or 3-story jail facility tied directly onto the courthouse, say on that east side, north of the existing structure, with a secure entrance into, say, the floor that the commissioners are on. Let's people get confused. And if there's security put at the top of those steps, everything is secure, everything's tied up. I understand, I don't know if they broke the numbers down, it's probably additional staffing with jail staff. You're probably going to have a floater, additional person. Mm. But what I'm looking at is there's probably a little savings versus coming across. We don't have another property. It's all tied right there, and it's a lot smaller footprint going up. And I know a lot of the other new-built jails are going up now, Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, and so on. These places, they're going.
Yeah, they're bigger, too. So, I mean, yeah. Sioux Falls is bigger, but... To answer that question, that the basic, and this is an option we considered early on, something like what you described. In order to expand, if you did a pod there, in that spot north of the current jail, then if you're ever going to expand it, that's an uncertainty there. So it's either keep going north, go across Maple Street, tear down the current jail. That's kind of the issue we run into.
And
That's what we decided that's not what we wanted to do.
I'm questioning, but the thing is initially that went off the table when everything was tied together with courts, the jail, so on. Mm. It's to me just a thought.
Appreciate it. And I think the way we're approaching that, and that's the question I think has to do with inmate movement back and forth. The way we're approaching, and this is a good point that you bring up, because this whenever it says jail on this diagram, on this chart, so that's talking about the parking lot, and that includes an in-custody courtroom. So that's going to take care of something on the order of 90% of your inmate transport. So that's kind of how we work that one out, and that's a less expensive way to approach it, and it meets more of our criteria more effectively. That's the thought process we went through for that. Any other questions from the committee? I need to kind of open it up a little bit here, but so
I think we need to ask the sheriff and what the thought process is. I mean, what's the preference, and operationally, that looks like that's a dividing factor.
See, operationally, it to separate the two of them, it'd be a big hurdle. Tom can vouch for that as well, because there's oftentimes deputies and myself and even Tom, we're back and forth dealing with inmate issues, just investigating crimes that are occurring in the jail, to running bond money back and forth. Like, Tom uses our same record staff up front.
Well, that's what I was going to ask about, so there's record, yep. Those record scales do your same.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So just the handling of the money, just operationally, it would be.
But
I don't know how much it would be.
Having a sheriff's office presence, near the jail makes a big deal too.
Yeah.
Just having the deputies available when they're in. Okay.
Well, I think that just so that $4.15 million there, that is that number reflects the program space. In other words, the space that the architect, once they did their analysis, said this is what the sheriff needs, minus the other agencies, the emergency management and the state troopers. Now, we could, and there's flexibility in here. So we're at a point in the process where, this is not fully nailed down. We're not going to know which office is going to say move to the old jail. We don't need to say that, and it's not really beneficial to say that at this point. But to say that we're going to save, we're going to try to free up that up, a certain amount of course floor space in the courthouse, and understand that's useful. So,
does the new sheriff operation include housing the highway patrol with you?
This one would not. This would leave them there.
Emergency management and the highway patrol would stay
where they are
in their current building,
and that saves quite a bit, actually. So keep in mind, if we have an idea, we could consider an amount, agreeing upon a maximum amount, say for a bond or something like that, with an understanding that it's oriented on option three. but we want to look at maybe a smaller sheriff's office footprint is what I'm hearing. You know, your location is more important than space.
Like say, if we were to move, we could utilize some of the mm-hmm. of the training room in our current facility yeah. downstairs. I mean, we can utilize some of that space. It doesn't mm-hmm. need to be with the new sheriff's building.
Okay.
But by renovating too the existing space, that gives us some offices and opens up and alleviates maybe some of the courthouse issues.
Yep, exactly. So what we could do, and this is, you got to realize that hopefully the bids will come in low, and we'll have some more money to do the next thing on the list, so to speak, the next most important thing on the list. By the same token, if there's things that we can't do because the bids come in higher than or toward the upper end, then we need to understand that the ramifications of that. So, Mr. Waslin.
Let's say that we chose one of these options.
Mm-hmm.
Have we exhausted all options of how to fund it?
How to fund it?
Yeah.
Pretty much the law ties us to, it's going to be property tax as far as the money goes.
Not and pretty the, much. The law ties us
yeah,
to property
yeah.
tax.
I mean, it's pretty much, well, there's no bake sales or anything like that. And so we're trying. I mean, we can still keep asking the legislature for authority to ask for sales tax. We did that last year, but and I think we should continue to try. But the issue right now, we don't know how that's ever going to turn out. The issue now is the law specifically says property tax. If you're asking, like, vote or not vote, I mean, there are areas where you don't have to vote, take it to a vote. But I think we've made it pretty clear to the constituents that we have. The advantage of going to a vote is you get the best kind of bond. So it's called a general obligation bond, which gets you the lowest interest rate. And that'll save all of us some money by doing that. There are things like Minnehaha is doing. They're doing certificates of participation, a different kind of bond, but it gets a higher interest rate, and it's still referable. So pretty much everything's referable. But the law says if you want to do a general obligation bond and if it costs a certain amount, which I think all but maybe the lowest amount would require us to go to a vote. So does that answer your question? Is that kind of what...
So far, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, property taxes, you're a county, you get property tax, that's your... So as much as we'd love to... Your Honor, there's your seats right there next to him. So anyway,
so it's vital to have the sheriff's operations mm-hmm. in the jail.
Yeah, operations. It'd be nice to know an operational impact of how much it would be if we were to separate. If that's something.
I think you can probably look at the. Just imagine. I mean, it's almost. You might have to hire another jailer or two. I mean, if you think of it that way, I think that's probably the likely thing.
It seems like a no-brainer to me. Like, separate the two just doesn't seem logical.
Yeah.
To save over the long-term operations, it's going to cost more.
Yeah.
If that's what, you know, I mean, if... So... Oh, boy, you look really diligent there, Mr. Andrews, with your... you brought a lot of paper.
By having the sheriff's operations in jail together... We can have the same record staff. You know, we mm-hmm. can have one window for jail.
Yeah, I get it.
Be all combined. You're not doubling up on resources. And
so the front office is kind of where you're seeing you're going to benefit the most from.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. And also, like say with deputies, you know, back and forth.
Now,
if
let
Tom,
me ask
Tom
you,
has issues. Let me fight in the jail or call
yeah,
him for.
No, assistance. But don't you have it? I mean, right now we have a separate lobby for both for each one. So, and I don't think. I'm trying to think of the jails we toured, but none of them. Did any of them have a consolidated jail law enforcement lobby?
I was only on.
I think the Dakota County, Nebraska had kind of an open space, and they squozed their sheriff into the jail, mm-hmm. into some office space in the jail, and then they had a central control, which was off a lobby. So, you know, I guess there's some. Benefit there, but that person in the central control was a jailer. Okay, so what am I hearing?
Our opinions?
Oh, we need your opinions. I mean, we need the opinion.
I'd be for option four.
You like option four?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's look at that.
Okay, so is that a motion? You're making a
No, I guess I should see. Anybody else want
to? I'd be curious, since we have some members of the public here, I'd be curious, how does that bond amount, see, that's the option four, you can see that's 17.293 million. Now, the effect on property tax is significantly less than what we were talking about before. And this might be a moment just to have to, excuse me a minute while I dig it off of here.
Yes. Option four. Mm-hmm. That was the one where we were not going to do any remodeling in the sheriff's operations to then be able to alleviate some of the offices that are in the courthouse, which would make more room for the courts, correct?
Yeah, well, option four doesn't have, it takes off the courthouse remodeling to save money. So what I would suggest, if you're going to do an option four, I personally think we need to be ready to do some to help the courts, because this is a jail heavy option. So, I mean, I think
option four, and if we come in under budget, we can use that for some remodeling work.
And or would you? We could also caveat by shrinking.
The main thought is just to get what we need.
At
least amount.
Is it possible that that sheriff's operations area can be reduced to reduce?
I think it may be
down to like maybe 2.1 million and stuff. Like
maybe that. I don't know if it'd be that low, but I think you could. So
I struggle with 1.4 million to leave that existing jail space unremodeled. Like
I do too.
In the big scope of things,
I do too.
That can alleviate some issues, and it's like, are we being good stewards of that building? Like, we should be reusing it, and it just sits there.
What?
It's going to continue to go up to have to remodel it. The cost is going to increase, and if that's existing jail remodel, 1.4 million. If there was a way that we could bring it back down to like the 17.7 by possibly reducing like the sheriff's office footprint or something like that, I'd be a little bit more sold on that.
Okay.
I think it's irresponsible to leave the jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Max, I seem to say,
going right along with what you said, I thought at the last meeting the architects were going to try to determine to what extent the current jail facilities could be remodeled for other use.
Yep. I can update. Thank you for saying that.
And I'm curious, because if that space can be remodeled in the future, in a reasonable manner, okay, but did they determine anything?
They did. Yeah, I should have mentioned that before. That's a good point. The remodeling is probably about $100 a square foot cost, because it's going to be on the pricier side for remodeling this kind of a structure. So that floor space is in the 13,000, 14,000, that floor there on the jail sheriff's office. That's where that comes from. As far as what you can use it for, it's pretty much office type space. So we talked about using it as a courtroom, and when we pulled out the blueprints, we saw where all the columns were. So there's rows of columns throughout. You can knock down a lot of the walls, but you still have columns in there. And then the ceiling height is another issue for a courtroom. And so you'd have the bench up high, and you'd be ducking under ceiling tile and things. So that's if we really, really wanted to do that, we could say, yeah, let's just do that. But it is usable space. It's plenty usable. The remodeling cost is probably about the same either way, maybe a little bit more if you try to do it as a courtroom. Mm-hmm. So, but then you still don't get an ideal courtroom. So, but, yeah, thank you for saying that, because I did. Yeah, he did look at that. Okay, so what we could say is something like an option four, reduce the size of the sheriff's operations in order to be able to remodel the jail.
Or we like option five, we don't like the price tag.
Yeah, okay. Well,
cut that down by like 1.4 million.
But can you just cut the sheriff's size? I mean, I don't know.
I think
or did they make it just
I think they probably run into problems, and we'd have to, this is where it would be helpful to have them explain it, but I think they run into problems when they're building it, because it would be the second floor over, say if you do it on the auditorium block, so it's going to be the second floor over top of the jail administration part, you know, the booking and the offices and all that stuff, program space. So the non-housing area. So that's what's going to be over top. So, and that's, you can make the floor smaller, obviously. You can do that. Is it the most cost effective way per square foot? I think those might be some of the questions he's.
Is it just what we need?
This is the program space. This is what they think they should have. Yeah, this is based on the, you know, when they mapped it all out, they said, okay, you want this to last 20 years, you have this many people now, it's all those kinds of questions. So
without making any of the cuts from when we had our conversation with them, right?
I don't think he did.
Okay.
So, and I think that was either, we got to make sure that's clear, or, but I talked to him about it, so what he told me is what I'm telling you. It's still the program space, so, I know the discussion you're talking about.
Excuse me, but am I missing something? But is Operation 6 or Option 6 the only one that has the courthouse remodeling step, Option 3 does too, but then they're cutting out other things?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Will we not have courthouse remodeling? Will we not have bigger, a bigger or more efficient operation up on that third floor where they are, because they need room. That's one of the problems. And if it isn't fixed now and we come back in a couple of years and want money to do that, people are going to frown and say, how come we didn't do it all at once?
Yeah, this is you're hitting on the challenge, I think, that we run into, is that, you know, as we hear from the community what kind of an amount of bond people will vote for. You know, probably if you try to do the whole thing that's recommended, the overall cost is in the $33.5 million area, and then we can take off $5 million about for the, using the money we saved, and then you're looking at a 28 point something million dollar bond. And so the discussion we've had with what we hear from the community is that that's going to be a tough thing to do, and then we don't accomplish anything and the price keeps going up. So that's the point of the discussion we're at, is what are the highest priorities. So that's an excellent question, but it's a tough thing to do, so we have to balance out and figure out what the most urgent things are. So Tyler, what's
yeah, I just have to echo what she just said. I mean, I get the whole 33.5 to 35 million isn't a viable deal. Mm-hmm. We've understood that from the people, but to look at doing just the jail only and not addressing the other issues, I mean, you're going to prolong a problem that you're going to have to deal with someday in the future. You're not resolving the issue at hand. I mean, so if you, like, for instance, if you went with option 4, what?
No, that's what we're talking about. Exactly.
Ask your honor. So, in 6 months after this is all done, what's the judge is going to say? Well, you chose not to do anything with the courts. Now you have to deal with us.
And they are affecting the courts, so 90% of the cases will now be taken care of in the new facility.
Right.
You know, 90% of the inmate movement, the inmate, yeah, the
with
inmate, yeah, the quick, a lot of the quick appearances.
What we're looking at is we're looking for a solution to fix our jail problem, which is the biggest issue that Cottonwood County's facing.
Yeah, right? I mean, we're trying to make progress on the problem, and if we want to try to find the right balance of, you know, the jail is just, it's not a you can't remodel the current jail. That's the problem. We need a new building. That's what this committee has determined and recommended on the court side.
Just a quick question.
Sure.
You got the Future Building Projects Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for the commissioners more so. Is there $5.7 million in there?
Yep, $5.71 million.
Is the other $700,000
it'd be for this project.
Okay.
The question is, what are we going to recommend? I think it'd be nice if we can put all of it toward the bond amount. I don't know if we're ready to do that at this point.
How
I'm not so sure we would all agree with that.
Yeah. That, okay, good point. Yeah, Commissioner, yeah.
One thing you want to remember, and this goes back to one of my predecessors, George Heller, is this is all about the building. When you get all done, you got to furnish it.
That's all. Included.
That's built into the soft cost. That's what soft.
That's your soft cost.
Yeah, that's architect and furnishing for the most part, which is pretty. It ain't cheap. So that's a good question, and that's exactly the question that we've been struggling with: is how do you answer all the mail, and then if you can't answer it all, or it's unlikely that you're going to be able to answer it all, then we have to figure out a smart way to prioritize what we're doing. Make progress on the problem, because it's only if nothing passes, if no bond passes, then we make no progress, and things just keep getting more expensive, and both operationally and the cost of a facility inflates as time goes by.
Lee, just for the point of clarification, can you explain the contingency and escalation factor?
Yeah. Okay. That is a combination of the unknowns that you might find as you construct a project. So typically, if the newer the right at this point in the process, it is, I don't know the exact percentage, but it's going to be between 10 and 15%. And so the more remodeling you do as opposed to new construction, the higher that percentage is. So that's to account for unexpected inflation. So these prices right now have an inflation factor built in already, but that's the average inflation factor. Okay, suppose it's above average 1 year. If it's below average, great. That's wonderful. We save that money. But if it's not, then that's what that factor's for. It's also for there's just statistically there are unknowns that you encounter as you go through a project this complicated. So that's basically what that is. That's a reserve amount built into the project.
Is there a greater or less than 50% chance they'll use it?
I guess there's probably about a 50% chance some of that's going to be used. I would imagine, but I.
They would know that.
Yeah, Mr. Mack.
I'm a little curious. You were talking that there'd be potential to need to add additional jail staff yet with this new jail, but this new jail is supposed to be so efficient the way it's laid out. I would expect anything we'd be able to handle. These prisoners with fewer jail staff, not necessarily more.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think we're at the point where we'd probably be about at the point now in our current jail, because we just filled it up properly, I think, where it would probably be about the same staff right now.
Yeah,
going over,
we've added additional staff.
Right. Yeah. The idea is you have a modern jail, you have a facility that's safe, so you want to build it to. So that it uses the least amount of staff. I don't want to talk too much about the old jail but one of the issues with the old jail is there's no place. If you have the proper amount of staff, there's very limited workspace for them anyway. I shouldn't. I mean, that's more your bailiwick than mine. But we just we haven't hired yet the coordinator position, but that would kind of fill it out, I think. That's I guess how I would answer that. Mr. Modica.
Yeah, I have a question for Megan. At one point she said that if the bond is more than $11 million, it probably doesn't have a chance of passing. I would like to have her amplify on that if that's changed or what.
It's more for you to answer.
Was that not said at one point? I remember that.
In this meeting?
Yes. I heard you say that if it's 11 million.
I said that was the number that I had in my head.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What can you amplify it? Why you said that? Or what? Where you
I think from the get-go, the whole thought process is to be as good of stewards with the money as we possibly can be, keep it as low, and then be realistic from that point.
But, there's that balance. I mean, there's a balance. So if we go too low, then we end up spending more money in the long run and cost us all a lot more money. So trying to get to that point, we have to get to the point of where, something that's going to pass, that something that's going to last a long time. And if we have a smaller issue to address, maybe we can do that through just putting money aside and saving over time. I mean, that would be the ideal. So, but this is that dose of realism versus the ideal. So, I'm trying to find, excuse me a second, I'm trying to find here, oh, come on, thing. Apologies. Did you have a question, Mr. Mack?
Yeah, where does the 0.9 per thousand that could be entered into without a vote, what number would that, what
you have to,
county at?
To go into without a vote,
yeah.
We haven't really been thinking that way. We've been thinking it just depends on what the interest rate. It probably be a little bit more than what we're looking at. I'm trying to find the tax impact piece here. It's easier without the projector.
I would say most of these, I would think would actually fall under that. If I remember,
you mean right. Fall under? I'm not sure what you're. I guess I'm following.
You got there.
If I may.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When they were at the 30. What was it? 32 to 33 million. That was 0.9 something.
Yeah, and so they, I mean, under statute.
So essentially, your question, what is 0.9? It's probably, roughly speaking, $31 million.
That's what I'm guessing, around 30.
Let me pull up last meeting's briefing here. My computer's a bit slow. But since Commissioner Johnson asked about the tax impact thing here. So, I don't know if this answers your question. Okay, so this is the 33.5. So, if you're looking at what that... So this is kind of what we were talking about before. This is a little lower than what we were talking about before. We raised the interest rate a little bit because we know they're likely to go up, but we applied the $5 million in savings to the amount. So the $28.5 million bond was what came out. So this would be the whole enchilada. But you can see if you have a house that's, say $200,000, the average house is worth less than $200,000 in the county. Taxable value is that. So there's a factor that's applied to non-ag property. It's 93.3%. That gives you taxable value, and then that's what your taxes would be more of in the course of a year. And then that's the monthly amount. Then ag is assessed differently. So you all know it's assessed on productivity, not on market value, and then it has a lower taxable value. And so that, and you can start to see what the impacts would be. So $1 million piece of property, $715 more a year. I mean. And then this is something, if you want to think about it, by acre, average acre value, highest acre value in the county. So
you have $18 million?
I do. Bond? I do. So I was just kind of giving you an idea. That's what we were talking about. So now if we're talking about an $18 million one, so this is about the amount in option, so between option 4 and 5, then you're looking at these kind of numbers. So basically... Something maybe a little over half of what you're looking at the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a little over half. So that's. So I would suggest if we're thinking about a particular option, any questions about this since I have this up here? Okay. So that's meant to give folks a pretty honest idea of what we would expect, and you know, obviously it's an estimate. So, let me go back to the other one.
Is the city kicking in anything for this?
They got their own problem. They're not required by law to do anything. They're not required by law to provide incarceration space.
Yes, my thinking is that what percentage of the people in jail are Watertown residents?
About 90% are Cottington County arrests. So the majority of those are obviously from Watertown.
Watertown arrests
probably it'd be a little less than that.
City of Watertown.
Yeah, be a little less than that.
Wouldn't it make sense that they would share in the cost since these are their residents?
Well, it's the same. We all have those kinds of thoughts, but the law doesn't really hold the city to that.
We actually do because we're all taxpayers and it comes to taxes. So they actually do.
Yeah, it's a lot of overlap in the constituency. So we're hoping for a friendly attitude on the when we talk about the auditorium parking lot. But we'll see. And the other city guys are really friendly people. So yeah. So, but yeah, that's a question we've heard before, and it's a logical question.
One other point on that, there has been some city folks that have talked about that, and honestly, it kind of comes down to the people that live within the city limits. If the city gives money into this, it kind of double dips. So
yeah.
If you live in the county, you get taxed, you pay your portion. You live in the city, you still get taxed, you're paying your portion, but now some of that money that you're giving to the city is going back to the county.
Yeah.
If you're in the city,
that's a good point.
More of your money is going into the pot.
But let's come back to this issue. So do you think we're ready to make a recommendation on this? And we can, I think it's okay to say something to the effect of, what I would look at is maybe something along the lines of option three, because it hits all the different spaces, but it does put the sheriff that leaves you there, and then consider try to add some amount of money to make a no net growth in the floor space of the sheriff's office, but put something new over by the new jail. I mean. I think we want to hit all these. I'm hearing that we want to hit all the spaces. We want to hit the courthouse remodel. We want to remodel the jail. We want to help the sheriff get him over there if we can. And so, these are the tough things you have to recommend. So,
remodel and existing jail remodel are actually interchangeable, depending if we're just talking office space.
No, there's two. So the idea is you remodel for the jail, you remodel the jail, move
the sheriff out there.
And then move. Well, even if you didn't move the sheriff out of there, you might reduce it a little bit, but you probably want to help a little. You'd probably want to help that space some where you are now. But yeah, it probably wouldn't be quite as much. So, is that getting to an answer to your question, Megan? Or yeah. Well, if you are ready to make a motion, or if somebody's thinking something, we can talk about it, or we can. You saw what the option four about what that would cost. The $18 million would cost. If you're looking at, we could ask Bruce to come up with an equivalent cost of about option four and say, can you look at making these changes? And then, if that, assuming that that fits, say under $18 million, that's our recommendation. Or, we can come and talk again. We do have a few weeks if we want to talk about it. But
option four includes about 90% of the board.
90% of the criminal cases.
Well, 90%. I should say the jail, the inmate transport. So don't get me wrong. So the need to move an inmate from the jail to a courtroom. So of those, and that's a rough guess, because most of you remember that video we showed for the courthouse, why we need to update the courthouse, and all the inmates walking through the, that was a circuit court day, that wasn't the magistrate. So the combination of the magistrate's already, she does a lot of stuff by video, if I'm not mistaken. And so, and then there are times, though, that you want to, there, even though it's a brief appearance, you need to see that inmate face-to-face. And so that's what that was. And that would eliminate the need to do most of that. So, except for when they have to, when there's a jury trial. So that's what I mean, 90% of that kind of motion, that kind of movement. So not necessarily 90% of the court cases. But maybe something in that ballpark. So I think, Mr. Kruger, did you have a question?
I just have one concern. I would hate to see you sell yourself short. A few extra dollars in taxes spread out
isn't that
big a deal. You know, when you're doing something, I feel like probably should be done so that the sheriff's department and the courthouse get what they really need.
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir, I think. you're preaching to the choir. So,
I think in that same vein, I'm just having a really hard time leaving $1.4 million on the table to not exit and not remodel that jail space and reuse that, just leaving that.
So you're talking, you're looking at option six almost.
I'm looking at five or six when you start looking at the tax impact. I don't think we can leave that building sitting there and then go back in 5 years or
can
10
we,
years.
What about something like this? You know, we try to, I mean, I think we can probably, my guess, if we talk to the architect, my guess is that we can probably get this number lower. This is not, I'm not an architect and I don't play one on TV and so, but that's based upon the program space. So if everybody's information, the program is what, when an architect goes and says, this is what you need, so they program out all the space whatever the owner of a facility needs. So, and get it somewhere between what you have now and your program space.
So potentially we're looking at a reduction in sheriff's operation cost and possibly contingency and escalation factors and cost. Mm-hmm.
Why don't we, reduction. Yeah, why don't we, what, can I make a suggestion? And this is, would people be available for another meeting in fairly short order? Say in a week. Would you be available for that? Okay. It sounds to me like we don't quite have the comfort factor ready to just say, okay. Am I reading you right? Or
can we, as a committee, pick out the options that we're not considering? Maybe that'll help the architects too. Like, if we're not, option one we know is off the table, like, let's go through as a group and decide.
That's a good idea.
Is not.
Okay, that's a good idea. All right. So, it sounds to me like, and I appreciate Mr. Kruger's comment, because I think we all kind of feel that way, because we know the more we do now, the more we're going to save in the long run, and the more we meet the needs. And we're already, even option six is still coming down from the program, particularly the court is the one that's suffering the most in that one. Okay, what do you think? Option one?
I think option one, two, and three are out for me. I have really strong feelings about needing to have the jail and the sheriff's office located together.
All right.
Same here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, does everybody agree to that? We can. I think that's something we can do by consent. I don't know if we need to take a motion on that one. Everybody. Okay. Pardon? Yeah. But when the judge nods his head, we're kind of
still value your opinion though. If you got something, throw it out there.
Okay, so then it's between 4, 5, and 6. Then with that, it doesn't sound like 4 is too palatable either, because it leaves out the jail and the courthouse. We got to use. I think there's a sentiment in the community to use existing buildings. So, and especially if you just leave the jail, so we pull the jail out and the thing just sits there. Now realize it's remodeling goes. It's not just going in and putting up some sheetrock and stuff. It's to do it right. It is a pricey one, but that's 1.4. So.
What are they going to do there? Are they going to remodel the cells?
They would probably take out most of the cells. So you'd probably remove most of that. And
use for it then?
Yeah, you can use it for, there's plenty of space there for at least, say, like the clerk of, maybe the clerk of courts. The initial suggestion of the architect was county nurse, because it's next to the state's attorney, and it's also a place where people go in and out of a lot. And that would...
Equalization was mentioned in there.
Yeah, that's another possibility. That'd be good in the sheriff's area, I think, you know, with the window there. You could do the clerk of courts there, too, if you wanted to have, you know, but then you're a little bit further away from the courtrooms. So maybe
service office.
That's a possibility. That's a small one that could fit in a lot of places, too, though. But that's not something we have to decide, but I think what the idea is that we pick things that are going to, we kind of map that, work that puzzle when we get to it. That's kind of like those squares you slide around puzzle. And so we get the most, the cheapest, the least expensive remodel in the courthouse without moving everybody all over the place.
I think it would help to keep it at 19.2 million, right? Okay. 20, just like any car salesman. You keep it right there.
Yeah.
You see that one, that's,
okay.
That's psychological.
Yeah.
It is psychological, but when you're starting to look at, we can, I totally agree with you. I think 19 is easier to sell, but look at what we're able to fix for.
Yeah, for that much more. For that, not
the cost. The economic value between 5 and 6
is so. Yeah.
So we're on 5 and 6. Is what I'm doing. This is off. Okay, so then we can.
You can bring that number down.
Yeah,
that would be ideal in 2 months.
Okay.
Without affecting operations.
That's what you're talking about.
That
would
be
clarified.
The workload isn't going to be getting any less either, so you don't want to start skimping and then right away he's going
to
be out of work.
I think we need the architect to explain that to us again, because the program is not excessive. The program that he did is not excessive. You could maybe do something like leave the garage off. You could do something like that. That might be a reasonable compromise.
I think we need to confirm with him whether he took them that stuff off that we had talked about.
Okay.
And then
all right.
I think we should have that conversation with him again. And
potentially that number may drop down to 19 million.
Yeah. Now keep in mind we still have that 262,000. That is a very that's definitely not a definite number. So
yeah.
The land acquisition.
I suggest also maybe when it gets right down to it, you can email everybody, do the tax impact, plug those numbers in and see what the tax impact is exactly. It's 1.6 some million difference between.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a few bucks. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what that
might be like 50 cents a month.
But from a campaign standpoint, it's easier to keep under 20,000 since they would backed it off of 34 to 19, 18.
Yeah.
That's a lot easier. The public would be a lot happier with that.
Yeah. Okay. So, it might be good to make a motion just to say that we've eliminated all but 5 and 6, and that we want to consider reducing the cost of the sheriff's space in order to keep the bond at about 19 million. And we do. There's a few different ways we can do that. We can reduce the sheriff's office space. We can maybe apply some more of the surplus, but that's a discussion with the commissioners. More of that the future building projects fund. At this point in the process, I picture that we can apply that at different points in the process. One thing to keep in mind is that I've had a lot of people say they like the auditorium parking lot as a place for a new jail. That was in the charrette that the city had. And they talked about the downtown revitalization and everything. But there are people that ask about parking, and so one thing we might want to be just have that in the back of our head is that we may need a little bit to expand a little bit of parking, say behind the courthouse or something like that. It won't give back all the spaces that we took. And then in the meantime, BKV mentioned doing kind of a cursory analysis, just looking at just a kind of a parking space count within 3 blocks of the courthouse, so that we could. We'd have a clear idea of what the impact's going to be. So,
I think the mayor and city hall are willing to work on.
Yeah, they're not too worried about
some of the parking in that area too.
Yeah, and they told that's good. You're getting the same message. And I think the city's done a really good job of finding those places in the alleys and behind the businesses. I mean, there's quite a bit of parking downtown. It's just you have to be willing to walk a few blocks sometimes. So, I think it might be good if we could put together a motion here just so we state what we're doing.
We limit to option 5 and 6.
Okay. And ask, and can we maybe say, and plus ask the architect to look at ways to get it into the 19 million area.
19 or below.
Okay. Yes. For the bond amount.
I'll second that.
Okay. Are you clear on what the motion is, Julie? Okay. Okay. Well, we made progress, guys. I mean, this is a tough one. So, any other discussion on that one? Okay. Thank you. It was good discussion. I don't know if I enjoyed it. But, okay. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Okay, so that motion carries. All right. So I appreciate that. This has been a little bit less formal. I appreciate the public making comments and giving your thoughts. If you want to catch us afterwards and say some more things, the next item on the agenda is public awareness issues. Right now, I'm thinking most of this. I don't think we need another public presentation, maybe until early April-ish.
Right.
And in the meantime, maybe since you're helpful, maybe you and I can work up some ideas.
Sure.
We don't. It's kind of hard, and we can go back to BKV about their brochure. So, which I didn't think. I thought I kind of liked it, but anyway. Did anybody have any general observations about public awareness? For just to recap, the general sense that I get, and I've spoken to a number of service clubs over the past few months, mm-hmm. is that, yeah, we need to do this, but you know, it's the bond amount. So I think we're heading in the right direction. I think we're getting the bond amount down, at least. The question, we'll never really know for sure if it's low enough, but until the election day, but I think most people seem to be persuaded that we have to do something about this. So, and that's I think we've made it over that hump. Any other public awareness things? Okay. And then future meeting dates. We had one scheduled for the 7th. That's LATI's spring break. What I'm thinking is, if you want to, you want to tentatively put one in, say maybe for late next week, in case we get more back from the architect, if we can get a bit more back, or
think a week from today, or do you think it's later?
I think it might. Maybe a couple of days might help a lot, actually. So I don't. Bruce is. He's busy tonight at another set of meetings for another jurisdiction. What about March? Oh,
first and second won't work for me.
Yeah, okay,
those 2 days.
28th won't is bad for me. What about the first? Is the first?
First is bad.
First is that's Wednesday night church. Okay.
Friday.
Huh?
We have another Friday. We'll stay away from Friday.
Fridays are. I mean, it's up to you guys. I mean, Friday the 3rd is terrible for me. It's really, really, really bad. So, okay, I am too. That's that. You know, be and it would be.
First to the fourth.
Why don't we just leave the meeting we have scheduled on the 7th then?
Okay.
That gives Bruce 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we can always do things by email too.
Well, we have to, you know, just it's tricky with the quorum rules and keeping the press informed.
Right. But there are things that need to get out to people though.
Yeah. If we need to pull a quorum in, you know, quickly, but I think we're pretty close. I mean, I think we've actually given the commission enough to make a recommendation to the voters, actually. I mean, when you think about it. Does that make sense to folks? Because in the end, there's going to be some flexibility as we go through. So we're in pre-design. As we get into design phase, assuming the vote the bond passes, as you get into pre-design, that's when you start working the puzzle pieces and getting the flesh on the bone, so to speak. Okay, so we'll stick with the 7th. I don't know that we need to plan an April meeting just yet.
Is 5:30 a set time, or are we able to move that time?
Well, I'm flexible. You don't like 5:30?
Well, I work until 6. That's what
okay.
I'm asking. So
how about
if I'll be late?
We were doing 6:10.
That works fine.
Are we okay with 6:10 again?
We're not here until 11 o'clock.
Okay. Well, that's it. Hey, look at we're just over an hour now. So okay.
It's better when the architects aren't here. That's the problem. When they get here, it goes way
off. Yeah. It's way too informative.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Yeah, I forget to. Okay. So 6:10 next time.
All right.
hope people have a sense of humor. This is an option that Elmer Brinkman provided on his tour with, so just kidding. Anyway, that's a joke. Okay. He sent me an email. I guess he's being a tourist out in Colorado at some place. Okay. The couple things, we did hire a bonding advisor. It's Doherty and Company, so he had good South Dakota experience. And right now we have the bond advisor that helps us figure out the planning of the bond, does the tax impact and all that stuff. So that RFP is done. We just need to sign the contract, but the commissioners approved that proposal from Doherty, and then we're about to send out another RFP. And I'm guessing, judging from the excitement about helping me review the last set of proposals, you're fine if the commissioners just handle these things. So the bond council is that's the lawyer that needs to say the ballot language is legal, that you meet all the requirements for tax exempt bonds, and all the legalities are checked. And
just
so we're
to reiterate, you're going to have him, the bond advisor, go back and do a comparison on if we're talking 20 million versus 19. I mean, within it's like that 1.6 million. Have him run both of those numbers so we know
both
we're talking $2 to $3 impact.
Like both options 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I guess.
After Bruce comes back to you with whatever.
I can do that.
Down,
yeah. Okay.
Can this information be contained in the ballot?
That's a question for the bond council. And also the bond advisor might know that as well. Greg mentioned that to me once too. But seeing if we can put tax impact, but it's going to be it's always going to be an approximation because you got to negotiate the interest rate after you get the money from the voters. So what were you going to say?
Have a ballot explanation.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to. We should have a ballot explanation from the state's attorney. Yeah, that's the.
They don't want to do it for.
Yeah, I think the bond council would help. Yeah, you think you would? Yeah, that might be nice if we could prevail upon the attorney. Yeah. And I think the bond council would actually. Okay. The bond council might actually help write that as well. So that's what's going on. And then part of the bonding advisor, they help with the bond rating as well. And sometimes you have to pay a little bit to do that. You pay a fee to get that rating, but it does save you significantly over the course of the bond. So any other things that we're missing? So we got a lot to do. Still working. Biggie is probably working with the city. So if I'm in city council meetings at 7 o'clock.
It's not on the agenda.
Oh, okay. There's another county item I want to be there for anyway. So, okay. All right. Then any other unfinished new business open? So next meeting is still the 7th. Okay, at 6:10. Okay. That was a really good. I enjoyed that time personally. But anyway. Okay. Well, then if that's it, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. So a motion by Solson, second by Endres. Say all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Okay, we're adjourned.